Welcome, friends, to the season of Advent. And Happy New Year! We have arrived once again at the beginning of another church year. In Godly Play, a Christian formation program, we say there are three great times in the church year: Christmas, Easter, and Pentecost. These times are mysteries, and it takes time to prepare to come close to those mysteries. Advent is the season in which we prepare to come close to the mystery that is Christmas. We have now entered that time of preparation, which is in itself a mystery. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, nights are longer and temperatures are colder. We are spending more and more time in the dark, invited into its wonder and depth. And this year we are being stretched to find our way through the newness and strangeness of a moment that forces us to unlearn and relearn, as Frieda Marie preached last week, lessons that no longer serve us. In the church and at home, old traditions are being reimagined and new ones are being created, whether we wanted to or not. We do not know what is ahead, so we are feeling our way through a time of change. We are, in many ways, learning to move in the dark. Mark, our primary evangelist during this new church year, invites us into the dark in the very beginning of our gospel passage today. Jesus said, "In those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken." Jesus, preaching from the Mount of Olives, is already preparing for his death in Jerusalem. He knows what is to come and speaks of his own second coming, after his death, after his resurrection, a time when people will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. He will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of the heavens. There will be signs to predict this time: darkened celestial bodies, movement in the heavens. But no one knows when the time will come. And so we must be aware and keep alert. We must keep awake, for Christ might come in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, each a time when there is little to no light. We must keep awake, lest we are found to be asleep. The sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. To Jesus' listeners, this might have recollected the prophet Isaiah's descriptions of the day of the Lord, when the oppressors of the people of Israel would be punished, or Daniel's apocalyptic visions of a person coming in the clouds. They might have heard his words as the signs to be alert for, the signs that would let them know that it was time for the Son of Man to come. I wonder, what did you hear? Listening to these words today, what did you recollect? A dark sky, with no light from sun or moon, stars blanketing the heavens, their passing movements visible to our eyes. To me, it sounds like a clear night under a new moon. I once spent 6 weeks at sea, participating in a college off-campus study program on a tall ship, a large sail training vessel. We kept a watch schedule with 2 day and 3 nighttime shifts. If you were on a night watch, you'd be awoken by someone from the off-going shift, and after blearily getting your coffee from the galley, you'd make your way above deck and become fully conscious as quickly as possible to take over the operations of the ship. You might be assigned to the engine room, or to the helm, or my favorite, you might be sent up to the bow. On bow watch, you would clip in your harness and stand pressed against the base of the bowsprit, watching the horizon. We had learned how to, approximately, predict the weather from cloud patterns and shifts in the wind. And if we noted any changes on the horizon or up in the sky, we would report them to the navigator in the chart room. We would watch for other ships or for land, noticing their locations in relationship to our own, and relay these sightings along with the weather. Shooting stars falling across the sky could be seen nightly. It was beautiful and wonderful, full of beauty and full of wonder. Standing there in the dark of a new moon, smelling salt and listening to the wind, you could feel the immensity of the world around you, far beyond what could be sensed or seen in the light of day. The presence of God felt big in the dark, enfolding and surrounding. It was unlike anything else I had ever experienced. And yet, for all that uniqueness, it happened again and again, night after night. We keep our own night watches in our own ways this Advent, alert for the signs of God breaking through into the world around us. The darkness is full of gestating possibilities for a new world that is about to be born, and a world that we desperately need to be birthed into our reality. This is both extraordinary, a sign of a new world order being birthed, one in which the powers of sin and death will be overthrown forever, and ordinary, as present among us as a new moon night. This world has already been born, and is born again each year as we tell and retell the story of Jesus and Mary and Joseph. Each year it is a little different, a little new, this year more than others. Each year we need to be reminded to wake up and keep alert, because the powers of sin and death are ever present, not in the dark, but in the human systems that bind us to patterns of cruelty or hatred or pride or despair. They are not of God. Not like the dark of Advent that invites us to feel our way with hands and hearts and minds into a new reality for the world. As the Reverend Dr. Kelly Brown, a womanist public theologian, writes, "The dark is where God begins God's work with and in us." This year, I pray the darkness of Advent calls us to feel our way with God as we move toward the Christmas mystery. We must use new senses and new ways, because what is coming will not be the same as what came before. Thankfully, we do not do this work alone. We have one another, fellow companions on the way, to wake us from sleep for our next turn on watch. We need one another to stay alert to the presence of God that is already within us and around us, and to the incarnate God in Christ, waiting to be born. Amen.